Taste it.
You're such a basic bitch with your Stanley.
I'm so basic.
It's cloudy.
Just taste it, you freak. Spicy.
It's not bad.
Right?
Burns going down. Why would you drink this? What's the cayenne do?
But cayenne speeds up metabolism.
I hope it does. It's so spicy.
Look, you want another sip.
I do.
Try it.
I wish you'd cut Go again.
Well, the apple cider vinegar is a new addition. It's a little rough around the edges.
I'm not mad at it.
Wait, you know that apple cider vinegar slows the emptying process? You know how they say Ozempic slows the emptying of your stomach? So you're not a fan? Like, apparently, apple cider vinegar also has that same effect.
I love that.
Do you?
I think it's delicious.
Do you really?
Yeah. My question is, how much cayenne's in there and could we cut it?
Yes, a lot of cayenne. A lot of cayenne.
Or like add a Pepsid because it's just really hot in your throat.
Add a Pepsid. That's actually a great option too. I feel like the colostrum cuts it a little bit though. I do a lot of cayenne. I want a little ham.
Would you, can we put it right here? What exactly is in that? Because I want to make one.
Okay. So it's basically two of my drinks combined. Okay.
Go ahead.
So what I do when I go to work out, I do ice because I like it really cold.
Really cold. Yeah, me too.
Ice and water, chlorophyll drops, and the beauty
ones?
Drops, the mineral drops, okay?
The black and white Saqqara bottles.
Yes. So normally that's what it would just be, water and those two things. Then I started adding the Armra colostrum to that bundle.
Okay.
Okay? So three things.
So you got liquid powder.
Yes.
Liquid powder.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Then I have another drink that I make, which is sort of a play on, it's a combo between Alyssa Goodman's like health tonic. It's called a health tonic. And Creation Slim Master. So the second drink, this is a collab of these two that I'm saying. The second drink is lemon juice, water, mm-hmm. cayenne.
How much cayenne?
I would say if you're doing, I make a carafe of it. You do a teaspoon would be fine. I do probably a tablespoon.
Okay, great. Good to know.
So lemon, water, cayenne, a few drops of stevia.
That's optional. Oh, my stomach.
I don't need it, but I like, Creation does it with that, and it's just kind of fun because it's just stevia. It's not caloric.
Yeah.
But okay. Some people argue that fake sweetener isn't good for your metabolism. Anyways, lemon, cayenne, water, stevia. Then I've thrown in apple cider vinegar, which you can take as a shot, but I'm like, why am I not just throw it in? Who cares? It's also a good health tonic.
So we don't know. What if things are reacting in there?
So basically, I've collabed those two drinks all into here. But kind of.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
There's no.
It's not FDA approved for sure.
There's
like a lot of acidity.
Do you think there's a chemical reaction happening?
Well, I don't know. There's a few that feel like they could be competing against one another. Cayenne, the apple cider vinegar.
Ooh, give it to me. Ooh,
I want Jacques to taste it.
Give it to me.
I don't know how clean, how hard he went
how
this
clean
weekend.
His mouth yeah. is.
I'm intrigued. So
I'll make you one next time.
Would you?
Or try the two separate first.
Okay. So I remember that last shot of Ozempic.
Yeah.
I did. First weekend of October, yeah. So that one,
you're still
really
paying the price.
I have paid the piper with that one.
You have paid the piper.
I don't know if I updated you that all systems were not a go for about a week and a half.
Yeah, I didn't know the extent of it, but yes,
it was bad.
I knew systems were offline.
We were buffering for a solid 2 weeks.
Oh my god!
So I was calling Samantha, going, I have not pooped in days. In
I
days
threw out
and by
all
days
my arsenal.
By days, I was like on day 8 where I was like, I hope nothing ruptures, and I go septic at this point because I had Benihana like 2 days into this.
That'll clog you up. I think it's 10 days they say, then you might need
Oh, I hit 10.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was going, but it was nothing to write home, like, to blog about. It,
it
was
wasn't
like,
a real
no. It was like
movement.
Beep. It was like
there was no movement.
No, it was like a rabbit pebble.
I threw Here out. We go. I threw out my tea, which we talked about last week.
Smooth move.
Senna tea.
Nope.
I threw out dragon fruit.
Nope.
Did you eat dragon fruit?
I ate like three.
Chia seeds.
Nope.
You tried them?
Nope.
What else did I throw out? Oh, milk of magnesium. Did you do that?
That scared me.
It shouldn't, but...
But I found something that actually worked.
An enema?
When I say it worked...
Yeah.
It worked.
What was it?
So it's a... I think it's a Mexican tea.
Okay.
We'll link it. I've got to look at the name. I looked it up. So Halloween, I was like, you know what? I should probably work on this again because I haven't been going. I really didn't go much all month.
Okay.
A little bit here and there, but nothing like, wow, I feel better. Nothing where you'd want to weigh yourself.
You're so, like, I need to stay away from the scale until I have a so then smooth I started, move.
Yeah, I started eating candy, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is a recipe for disaster. And I was like, oh, my God, she gave me that tea this morning. So I steep it. Is it steep or seep? Steep. Whatever. I make the tea.
Steep.
Sit on the couch at, like, 10 o'clock, start sipping on it. I'm like, this tea's amazing. It's like a pineapple tea. So I Google it, and... A lot of people online are like, don't drink all of it. If this is your first time.
Who gave it to you?
Someone through Ted's school that I met.
Okay.
Okay.
Reliable source. Yeah.
Oh, she was like, none of that stuff works for me. This is the only thing that works. So anyway, I try it, take a few sips. And then another user writes like the description. It says caffeine level high. And I'm like, fuck. It's 10 o'clock. Why am I drinking this? And then I look at the back of it.
It's like yerba mate?
Yes. It was like black tea, English gray tea, green tea. It was like this hodgepodge of every leaf that would make you jittery.
I'm crying.
I literally had like three sips and was like, oh, my God, stop, stop. Yeah. So I pour it into a thermos and put it in the fridge. And I was like, I'll just bang it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I wake up. I sit on the couch. I take two sips of coffee. I was like, oh, my God, I have to go to the bathroom. And I hadn't felt like that all month.
And?
All systems a go.
Okay, so what is it called?
Let me look it up.
Yerba mate.
And then I get home from work that day, and I'm like, and I see Mike sitting at his desk, mm-hmm. and I see the thermos, and it's empty. I was like, oh, my God, you drank that? And he's like, yeah, what was it? And I was like, it's just laxative tea.
Why would he drink it without knowing what it was?
He was like, it was delicious.
But... Okay. He what just container found it, was it in?
Like just a simple container. Okay, okay. It's called Pimelim.
Let me see that.
Fascinating. When I
Very
say,
fascinating.
When I say I have never had anything like restart my system like that did.
Extra strength.
Holy
What the hell
mother.
Is it?
I have no I don't even know what's in it that would make you go.
I'm in detox and cleanse weight loss.
It's insane.
I'm texting it to myself. So crazy.
Oh, I wish I had brought you a bag. It was so delicious. And it's
I'm
pineapple.
Scared.
So, like, put that on ice. Forget about it.
Pin a limb. Interesting. Pin a limb. All right, cool.
I've never seen
I'll
that.
I'll do some let's ask my dad about this. He's probably never heard
of
it.
Oh, yes.
You haven't sent my dad any questions. You need to.
I mean, your dad either thinks I'm like, every question I ask, he's like, usually ends with like, you're not abusing this, are you? He always thinks I'm like doing something weird.
He thinks everyone's gonna abuse something.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Boo, but boy, I feel better. I'm never going on that juice again. You heard it here.
To a small degree, if you slow the emptying, it's potentially good because you're not as hungry. But ultimately, if it's like stopping you in your tracks, like you said.
But yeah, why is it doing it to me and no one else?
It does. It's a known side effect.
I know, but everyone I know that's on it is like, nope, I go every morning. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, or it can go the other way where you're going all the time and you're in the bathroom.
That would be amazing.
Okay, wait, I want to talk to you about a few things. So I found out, I think over the weekend, that Francis Bean
can
and
you believe
Riley
that?
Hawk, I think his name's Riley?
Yes.
Tony Hawk's son and Kurt Cobain's daughter got married.
Married. That made me so happy.
And I also realized this is her second marriage.
Who was she married to before that?
I don't know, but I think it was 2 year or something. It was like short-lived.
That just made me so happy. I
so
don't know
happy.
Why.
They look so cute together.
I just love Tony Hawk. I don't know his son, but like Tony Hawk is just such
a
gem.
I know. I like his vibes.
He's so sweet.
Also, I think for her especially, growing up with that legacy regardless if he was living or dead, just that the weight of that, of such a famous parent, I think is hard. And I feel like this is a good pairing for her.
I think it's a really good pairing.
I don't know why I really want her to be happy.
I know. She's so pretty.
Right? She's cute. She looks like her mom.
She totally does.
Yeah.
I didn't reach out to anyone because I was like, who am I going to tell?
No.
But it made me so happy where I went, oh my God. Because her Instagram post was like, you know.
Yeah. I just don't feel like she's as damaged as.
No.
You know?
That's some heavy shit too.
All of it's heavy.
To carry.
All of it's heavy. Yeah. I mean, the fame alone is heavy, but regardless of the tragedy,
no, and the tragedy and
the drama really. And the mystery, you know, it's kind of shady. Okay, the Britney Spears,
oh my Lord,
memoir,
uh-huh.
Is that what we're calling it?
I guess.
I haven't read it, but I've been sort of reading articles with highlights.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? Do you know much about what's going on?
Sadly, no. I mean, yes, I've heard all the same things. All my college girlfriends are reading it, and we're on a text chain, so I'm hearing bits and pieces.
Okay.
And then Annie, my sister Annie's reading it. I think she's reading or listening to the audiobook, and she's like, it's a really easy read. I was like, I fucking would hope so. Like, it's Britney Spears.
Well, I've never heard her sound more cohesive.
Yeah, I know.
Because someone's obviously
we're used to
editing
reading
it.
Her Instagram posts.
They're so messy. They're very confusing.
Her Instagram posts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like she doesn't have
run-ons.
Grammar on her phone.
Run-ons.
She separates thoughts by emojis. I just had a missed call, and it was from the Netherlands.
They're like, we have your dog.
I'd be like, have her. She's all yours.
Yeah, no, the Timberlake stuff I thought was interesting because Cry Me a River, you were like, oh, he's such a good guy. You know, he's America's golden boy, and she screwed him
I
over.
I mean...
But now I think he's kind of evil.
I don't know if I'd say evil.
I don't know. I just watched a movie with him in it, and he played a bad guy. So now I think he's evil.
Yeah. No, I don't know about evil. So what was the deal? She had cheated on him with Wade Robinson.
Apparently, she says that he had cheated on her.
With him?
A girl from a band, All Saints, someone in London when they were on tour a few times. But she said she was so in love with him that she just let it go and it didn't make a big deal about it. And then cut to, she's out one night with Wade Robinson. And she made out with him. That's what she says. And the paparazzi photographed it.
Well, an eye for an eye.
And then the abortion thing. Can you imagine if, you know that, right?
That
if
that,
someone
but...
threw that bomb at you, you were, I don't know, in your late teens, early 20s, and then 20 years later, that person bombs the media with it, I think it's kind of unfair.
Wait a minute. Who bombed the media with it 20 years later? Britney?
Yeah.
You think it's unfair to whom? To Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I was like, that was a private thing.
Yeah.
And you weaponized it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like something you both went through.
Yes. And I think it's one thing if she felt so compelled to share it then, or you know, 5 years from then, you know, but it's like almost like outside of the statute of limitations. Like, I'm like, you can't do that now.
No, you can't.
I mean, you can, but why?
He's had a tough go too.
What do you mean?
Holding that chick's hand during filming with
which
he was holding some chick's hand the last movie he filmed, and then it was released and he had to like go on an apology tour to Jessica Biel and his children.
Oh, was it the one that Benicio del Toro was in, the one where he's a bad guy?
Maybe.
Oh, that was
he's
good,
holding
by the way.
Some girl's
oh,
hand.
What was it called? Reptile.
Yes.
Did you see that?
No.
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really
he's,
good.
He's just like, I want to go. He's not doing anything. I love that. I don't know. It's not that anyone's trying to cancel him, but you know what I mean? It's like, I think he's just been America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
I mean, she used to be America's sweetheart, but then
well,
she
Well, I think
went,
they're two separate
girl.
Things, but yeah. The fact that this is now coming back is.
I go. And then part of me goes, I love that we all leave reality for a brief moment.
Yeah.
To like listen to her story. And I just don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore. Because
it's
then
so
I,
long ago also.
Well, it's so long ago, A. And then B, I'm like, she's dancing with not. Like, granted,
yeah.
I get that
yeah.
she's got mental issues. There's no way
yeah.
around it. There's
yeah.
no way around
yeah.
it. I don't
mm-hmm.
care
uh-huh.
how you spin it.
Yeah.
Or it's that
exactly.
combined with like
and
arrested development, I believe.
Yeah.
But then I go, holy shit, she wrote this book in this
well,
mindset.
Well, you're reading excerpts from the book, and it sounds very, you know, it's coherent, whatever. You know, it sounds.
It's just bizarre. I
it
don't
sounds
know.
organized in her thoughts and emotions. And then I don't really believe that if you were to speak to her, that it would be anything like that.
Well, I just...
And did you see the Diane Sawyer interview?
This is awful to say.
What?
From what I've seen over the past few years of her behavior, I go, this book happened in this state of behavior she's in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe she's sober. I don't believe she's of sane mind. She hasn't proven that to anyone. So I would just love to see. It's not like I have this epiphany where I'm seeing the true her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't care if she's sober. I just want her to not have. She's definitely. It's beyond being sober or not. There's something else like off that may or may not.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying she's drinking or anything. I'm saying she's on something that's making her bizarrely weird.
I think she's either on something or not on something and needs to be.
Yeah, I just, it's like you're not seeing the true her.
Mm-mm, no.
It's like this weird.
Did you see the Diane Sawyer interview from 2002 or something? Where
she was crying?
Yes.
Yes, I lived it.
I forgot about that. But she's saying in her book that she felt really taken advantage of and really embarrassed. And I watched it back because they had linked it in one of the articles. And she was like, ooh, I'm crying. Ooh, I'm crying. Ooh, I'm embarrassed. But she was just talking about, you know, her life and kind of normal questions. Diane Sawyer, I didn't think was particularly sensitive, but it wasn't an assault on her by any means.
I think it's a child dealing with those emotions in the limelight, and that's her memory of it.
Yes, but even then, I don't know if you've watched it recently, she's much more sane seeming.
She's more present.
Yeah.
She's more present. She's not present right now.
Yeah. Totally.
Then I go, what the
fuck? So are you going to read it or listen to it?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Because
I'm not engaging until I feel like an authentic self is coming forward.
Well, yeah. And at a certain point, you think, why am I reliving this
I
now?
See a lot of people that I'm friends with or know through work and yada yada. And I see these bizarre posts she does, and it makes me really sad.
I always forward them
to you. And I see everyone loving them. And I go, really?
Yeah.
Like, it's sad to me. It is sad.
So you're saying that if you felt like she had come around and had this sudden clarity or more presence in her...
I look at her situation and I go...
But would you be interested if you felt like there was some sort of turnover?
Yeah. Everyone championed to get her free of a conservatorship. Yeah. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
And then once she was free, she kind of started unraveling and I go, this makes me sad that maybe there was a reason this was in place. That maybe her mental health was teetering at a point. Everyone self-corrected her. Not saying they didn't take advantage of her. I do believe that happened.
Uh-huh.
But it makes me sad now that we're still embracing the Free Britney movement. And I look at her and I go, it makes me sad that I go, she needs some help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She can't be happy living like this. It's bizarre behavior.
Yeah.
Any way you look at it, it's
bizarre. Do you ever think that...
And people are championing it and being like, go Britney. And
I'm like, what? Ever think that her being under their thumb for so long created this, though?
100%.
Okay.
It's like an evil combination of so much
pre-existing and then,
But I don't believe she's getting what she needs right now. I'm not even saying the help she needs. I don't believe she's getting what she needs right now. Like, I look at her and I just, you know. I was there, arguably... You can attest to this. Mm-hmm. The biggest fucking Britney fan. We did it for my bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I'm the biggest Britney fan.
No, I know. That's why I always forward.
And
I always come to you when I'm curious.
It bums me out because I'm like, I either go, you guys are just jumping on the bandwagon, and you didn't know what she was like before. Maybe none of us did, but
well, because it was so much more insulated before with the internet and social media. And one of the other highlights, she says, being a Disney star wasn't very glamorous. We had to do rehearsals and it was entertainment boot camp. I'm like, exactly. You know, I mean, yes, it was. And you're welcome. And, you know, I mean, yes, it's work. Those kids work hard. Mm-hmm. But again, all the things that they were learning and being taught were, you know, skills that they ended up utilizing later. But none of this entertainment stuff is really glamorous at the end of the day behind the scenes.
Not at all.
You know?
No. Especially, and I just feel like, it breaks my heart. Even I don't know what her family's like. I don't know any of this firsthand, but I just look at it and I go, I don't want to like applaud everything that's happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she's cut ties with everyone in her family. I just want her happy and healthy.
She's a national treasure.
It's fucking sad to me.
I know.
And that's why I refuse to sit there and like her posts, because I don't want to energize that movement.
Mm-mm.
Even if she thinks it's like freedom. I do follow, but I usually scroll past. I try not to watch them anymore.
Did you see? I feel like this was going to get deleted, so I screenshotted it. Did you see the naked photo of her?
No.
Oh, it's probably gone now. I'll show you. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
It's but a fucking
it's getting
mind
a lot
trip.
Of press.
It's a mind trip.
This whole memoir. I'm like, okay, what
I
are
can't
we revealing?
Prince Henry sold more than her. Who the hell wants to read about Prince Henry?
Did he? The yeah. spare?
Yeah. Am I the only one?
The spare?
I'm not
or
fascinated
the air?
With the royals like most people.
I'm not either.
Like, you know those wackadoos that would wake up for weddings? Oh, I missed that. Let me see.
A little butt shot. I wonder if it's still up.
Look at the bald man taking that photo. Like, who is he? What he is looks he? Like a Keebler elf.
Let me see.
Look at him.
A little Keebler. Oh, yeah. That's you know? Weird. Yeah, I wonder if that's still up. I'll look. Okay, moving on.
Moving. Oh, can we talk about scans?
Yeah, I want to talk about scans.
It's so weird that you texted me about that scan. And literally, the day before, I booked that for both Mike and I in February.
Pernova?
Yeah.
Where are you going to do it?
Where am I going? The LA office.
Okay.
I'm doing it through
them. Are you
scared?
Has anyone you know done it?
I think Mike had someone. Mike has someone he knows that did it, and they found stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. You know what? I didn't want to ask.
Oh, it's still up, everyone, if you guys want to see the Britney Spears booty shot from October 26th. Okay. I mean, and I can't post one of my kids wearing a towel because it gets tagged.
I don't know that rule.
It's the weirdest thing. Okay, so the Pernova, it's a full body scan, and it's $2,500, right?
$27, yeah.
Okay, they've upped it a bit. And it's supposed to detect any kind
I'm
of
nervous
ruin.
Talking about it. Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. Some of these scans see things that aren't actually anything. So then I wonder at what length would you go to? I was reading, so the reason I wanted to bring it up with you was because I was reading an article that Kim Kardashian just did it. And she said it was life-saving. But I wonder if that's just the like press. Oh, it's a life-saving thing. But because no, she didn't talk about if there was any intervention or what they found or if they found anything. So I'm just curious. And, you know, my dad being a doctor, I've said this to him, I feel like a few times since it came out, I was like, should we all get this scan? And he said, keep saying no. Because I think it'd just be crazy making.
Oh, I'm sure. They're going to find something.
I'm shocked you're doing it.
I know.
Are you guys doing it on the same day?
Yep.
Yeah? I mean, I'm kind of excited for you to be the guinea pig.
Cool. I can't wait to see my
because
results.
They say, so you go in.
When do you find
you
out?
You get like, you do a pre-screen, right?
I don't know. They said it takes about an hour in the chamber.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not, those things don't really
that
freak me out because portions of your body are out at certain points. But then I think it takes 5 to 10 days for their radiologist to read the images. And then they get back to you, and I would just be like the whole time, like, what have they found? What are they looking at?
I know. Part of me goes, what if they find something that's, like, really bad, but you feel fine? Do you just want to ice skate into the sunset, or do you want to know?
I don't know, really. I think I'm 50-50, so I'm excited that you're going to be the guinea pig.
Cool, thanks. You have a much better temperament to be the guinea pig for this.
I can't handle waiting. It's not the testing itself. It's the waiting. Would you care for some more cayenne juice?
They're like, ma'am, we found holes in your stomach from your friend's beverage.
I think there was some sort of chemical reaction with the drops.
What color is it? That's what I want to
see. It's probably green from the chlorophyll.
Mm, it looks pretty good.
Oh.
I'm going to put an ice machine in my new house.
Ooh, crushed?
Ooh,
pellets.
Pellets, baby.
Amanda has one of those.
Oh, it is so spicy.
You like it. It's doing something. It feels like it's working, you know? I want a drink that, like, that makes me feel like it's doing something.
It just hurt. It doesn't hurt your throat a little bit at the end?
Woo! No.
I wonder if that's the cayenne cleanse. Did you ever do that?
So the creation drink that's kind of part of this hybrid.
Yeah?
Is the master cleanse without the maple syrup. Because that's all it is. It's maple syrup, lemon juice, and cayenne. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, didn't your old boss do that?
Oh my God, that's so weird that you were thinking that and I was thinking at the same time. Yes.
She did that.
She would like fill a milk jug.
Yeah.
Before work.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's amazing that she can live off that.
I know. And she would do it for days.
She was as big as a minute.
What's up with her?
I don't know.
Oh.
Not a clue. We got a new frame behind you. That looks good.
Oh, I love it. It's so exotic. Right,
Samantha and I are thinking about moving our operation.
Connie's very into this idea.
I'm so into this idea. You have no idea.
Of us moving our location
of
our podcast.
It would shave so much time off our shit.
Well, if it was at your home, you wouldn't have to do anything. When do you think you'll move in?
No, I'd have to drive there just like you.
Oh, when do you think you'll move in?
Not until September of next year.
Hmm. That's not that far away. Time is flying by.
I know.
I think I want to go to Mexico for spring break. I don't want to go anywhere far.
Wait, what part of Mexico?
I don't know. Cabo, Punta Mita, something like that.
Why? It's just not relaxing.
Why?
Because those water bugs.
Water bugs?
Water bugs.
What are water bugs?
Montezuma's Revenge.
What do you mean? Oh. Oh.
Yeah,
you don't
nothing's
drink the water.
You don't drink the water. You don't eat the fruit. You don't eat the salad.
Eat
you
the
don't
fruit.
Put ice cubes.
I ate the salad.
Okay, well, you're tossing the dice there.
Well, I'm also bulletproof from my elixir.
That is true. But you know what? And then shit goes downhill, and then you're like, where's the closest emergency room?
No, stop it. I've been to Mexico so many times.
I know. I'd go to...
Have you never been?
Yeah, of course. I went to Palmia.
Remember when I first met you, you said your parents wouldn't let you go to Mexico.
Fuck no, they wouldn't. Hell no. Ugh. I still have those concerns. They wouldn't let me go. Well, of course, I still followed their orders until I was like 23.
Yeah.
I went at like 24 or 25.
You would have still been sleeping in bed with them if you could have.
Fuck
you
yeah. Been. Yeah.
I'm trying to get Dom. He's out of my bed, but he's still in my room.
Do you make his little baby bed on the floor?
And whenever the housekeeper comes, they put it back in his room, and he comes up to them and says, can you please put my mattress back in my mom's room? But I can't walk. I put it at the foot of the bed before where it was like sort of still I could still navigate the room. And he wants it next to me. So I can't open my nightstand drawers and I can't get it to my closet.
Oh, you sleep on that side.
Yeah.
You need to switch sides with Duran.
No. I am a right side of the bed girl no matter what. If we go to a hotel, if we travel anywhere, I right side of the bed. Always right side of the bed. No matter what.
Duran doesn't give a shit where he sleeps, does he?
No, but do you not have a side?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I always pick the right side of the
bed.
But
you know what's so funny?
What?
When we got to... Wait, I do have a side.
You do.
But it depends.
You just don't even know.
No, I know. It changes depending on where the door to the room is. I choose a side furthest from the door.
I get that.
If anyone comes in, yeah. I'm the last to go and Mike's the first.
I get that, but I remember in my old house, I was right side of the bed too.
You were and you were right
next
to
the
door. I was right side of the bed in our old place and Mike was next to the door and now I'm left side of the bed. Yeah, I switched.
Weird.
Wherever the door is, I went the furthest spot from it.
You don't have a soul.
No. I'm like, you have a bat over there, you're fine.
Does Mike have a preference?
Not really.
Hmm.
I mean, once you like situate the bed and like now he'd be like, you're on my side of the bed.
Yeah.
But if we moved into a new room and I'm like, I want to sleep on this side, he just wants his nightstand.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care.
I'm right side always.
My nightstand is cracked too.
Cracked.
So I try to avoid that.
Cracked?
I have glass nightstands.
And you leave it there cracked?
The top of it is like just shattered, like cracked.
But it's not coming off or anything in pieces?
No, I always want to like figure out if I can get it replaced.
You can.
You can?
Is it just a piece of glass sitting on top?
No.
What is it?
That's a good idea though.
What is it?
It's like.
Mirror?
It's a mirrored piece of glass inside of the.
Frame. Send me a picture. I'll advise.
Please advise.
Please advise. So my doctor's office, does your doctor's office charge an annual fee?
I don't have a doctor.
You don't?
No, I just have like a handful of specialists.
See, I'm thinking that might be the route because I end up doing all of these things on my own anyway. And then this one GP, general practitioner, sort of is just there, I guess, to do blood work or to refer me out or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know.
Here's my problem with GPs.
Yeah.
When I really need them, I can't get them.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like, for instance?
For example, they're like, hey, I feel like I have a sinus infection or strep throat. They're like, the next we can see you. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to just sit here and brew with strep throat.
I'm just like, blast me.
For 9 fucking
blast
days.
Blast me with something, even if I don't need it, just in case.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm gargling the most poisonous shit at home trying to get this shit out of my
Nuke
throat.
Me.
So I just go to urgent care.
Oh, to get a prescription.
They're never, like, I've never in LA, and I've heard of really, really good ones. Mm-hmm. But you pay that annual fee yearly.
So this
it's
is
like $3,000 to become a client.
The concierge, like the Solace Health.
Yeah.
This is what I'm wondering because I used to be with Susan Baker. Did you ever go to her?
Mm-mm.
She was great. I think she's like a rheumatoid specialist actually, but she did general internal medicine. Loved her, and then it just got to the point where my insurance, because she didn't take insurance, and even if I submitted claims, they would be like, "Here's a dollar."
Yeah.
So it just got so crazy. I would go for a general appointment. It would be like $500 or $600. And then I'm paying all this money for insurance. It wasn't covering anything. So I'm like, what's the point? So I switched to this other doctor a few years ago who I like. And she took my insurance. Great. When I switched over, you know how like our pediatrician does an annual fee?
Yeah.
It's not concierge annual
no,
fee.
It's just,
but it's an annual
most
fee.
Most doctors
and,
do that.
You know, being my dad being a doctor and my mom in the medical, I mean, I understand that these people are also getting gouged by the insurance companies and they're not making a lot and they have to do it sort of to stay alive or anything, right? So I get it. So when I joined this particular practice, they were like, it's $300 a year, fine, whatever. But Duran had been going to her a year or two longer than me, and when he joined, there was no annual fee. So the last few years I pay every year the
and
$300.
He just ice skates on.
And he just is grandfathered into this no annual fee, right? So he had been more recently than me a few months ago, and he came home. He was like, well, I paid $600. I go, was that for both of us? And he said, no, I think it was just for me. So I call them, and I'm like, I don't understand why he paid this. I just got a letter saying my $300 is due, whatever. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, we're slowly switching the annual fee to $600, and he was one of the people we switched over. but you can stay at $300. So I emailed back saying, we're the same household. Can you honor the $600 he paid for both of us for this year? It seems weird. And they're like, well, actually, no, because you were already paying the annual fee. And since he didn't have one, and now he has to pay when he's going to the higher rate. I'm just like, this is so insane. And do I really need a GP when I go to all these other specialists anyway? I mean, you know, women's, you know, care, mammogram, you know, I have a psychiatrist that I see once a month. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why? They all give me my meds. And if I needed antibiotics, I could go to urgent care like you.
Go to urgent care.
So I don't know. I'm on the
fence.
But
it's the blood work. But
so, but
if
my
that's
dad could
all
call
your...
in a blood panel for
exactly,
me.
Exactly.
Also, cats could do a blood panel too at your OB. When I didn't have a GP, my OB would call
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah. I would say, can you also, when I'm here, can you do a comprehensive blood panel?
Well, that's amazing. I'm going to ask for that next time.
Anyway. It's silly, but I just wonder where it's all headed. And is it worth it to pay the concierge?
No, that's why GPs, I think, are going out of business. We really went into a deep Britney dive.
We went into a deep
oh
Britney
my God,
dive.
Starbucks has their holiday shit out now.
What do you mean?
Their Christmas cups and their...
I want a good advent calendar.
Oh, you know what I want?
What?
And I've always wanted to receive this from someone, so if anyone...
Yeah.
Wants to send me a gift.
Yeah.
They have advent calendars that are wine bottles. Single serve.
What?
Yeah. Where you open each day and you get a glass of wine.
Shut up.
I swear.
That is epic.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, that I need to see. You need to show me that right now.
Oh, it's easy. They sell them
show
everywhere.
Show me now.
And I'm like,
is it like a boxed? Is it like a juice box full of wine?
No, it's like... A bottle of wine that you'd get on, like a flight, probably. Yes, look at this.
I love
Isn't
it.
This And so, have you ever seen the Cult Beauty advent calendars?
No, show me this first. Okay. This sounds fascinating. I'm going to buy this for everyone I know.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Here you go. They have canned wine. They have, oh my God, look at all these. I mean, everyone makes them. They even have ones where you can just taste different reds.
Oh, 12 nights though, not like a full.
No, they can do, you can get a full.
12 nights of wine, 12 nights cozy. I love it.
This is let's gift each other advent calendars for Christmas. You want to? And let's find the best ones. Wait, oh my gosh, I'm going to get you the best advent calendar.
This is so cool. Isn't when it? Have you seen this?
Oh, I think someone gifted it. Someone got it like 2 years ago. And I was like, that is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. It's the best. There are certain things. Here are the top gifts that you can get for someone for the holidays.
Yeah, give me some gift. Yeah,
there's
I know.
There's a bakery in Solvang that does.
Solvang.
Mm-hmm. That does custom gingerbread houses. Epic.
Okay.
It's such a good gift to give.
I love an advent because it's just so fun.
It's such.
And I don't want chocolate.
Hell no. No one does.
YSL Beauty does an advent and it's gorgeous. Yeah. But then I dove a little deeper to see what was in there and half of it's perfume. I'm no.
Look at the Cult Beauty advent.
This I want so bad. I want you to show me the Cult Beauty one, but I'm sending this to myself. This is a great gift idea.
Isn't it?
Cute. Very cute.
That's a great, if you have more to spend, the Solvang Bakery gingerbread houses are so
what
cute.
What is that? You build it yourself?
No. They ship it to you and it's got your family's name on the roof and it's got like all the people in your family with their names
Stop
written
it.
Out.
Okay, I want to see that.
Adorable.
Show me that. Show me that and show me the Cult Beauty. This is good. Advent
These
calendars.
Are good,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So fun.
Oh, and
well,
look
we really
at, did
do
you
need
see
to get
the,
ahead of it because it starts.
The Voila Spa one?
What is that? Little candle every day?
Yeah. You know who makes a bomb ass one?
Who?
Diptyque, but it's like thousands.
All candles?
I don't think it's an advent, but it's a briefcase you can open.
Okay, on our Instagram, we're going to do a recap of our favorite advent calendars.
Yeah, because who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
Instead of like, you know how Leanne does, oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Show me.
Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh my God, show me.
Does one? Oh, dear Lord, this day just got so much better.
Oh my God.
Look at this. Look at all these beauty ones.
Oh, dang. Diddly angling. Ooh, that's a good one.
Right? The Cult Beauty?
The Lucky Chest? I don't know that they're calling that Advent.
Mm. Great little gift, though.
This is truly divine.
Isn't it? There's
Cult
so
Beauty?
Many fun. The Cult Beauty is amazing.
I'm getting that one.
So fun. But my problem is I'd have like 2 glasses of wine and open like 9 windows.
Ooh, a serum. Ooh, a mascara. wait, what was the last one you were going to show me?
Solvang?
Yeah. Show me that.
We'll link all three. The Cult Beauty one looks great.
Solvang. What are your plans this weekend? Are you
I have
throwing any major parties?
No, I have 3 birthday parties for the kids. And then next weekend,
friends,
I have
they're friends.
3.
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening?
Yeah. I know. It always happens like that.
In the fall.
Are you trying to do them all?
I have to.
Yeah. New friends?
No.
New school friends?
Mm-mm. Here we go. Solvang Bakery.
I'm going to your school tomorrow. Luca wants to look it up.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Did you hear?
Oh, on Saturday. That's weird. Why?
Isn't tomorrow Saturday?
Yeah. Why are you going Saturday?
There's an open house.
Okay, these are like if you have money to spend.
Let me see.
But they're absolutely epic, and they taste really good.
So at what point do you eat it?
I mean, towards Christmas. Like, you ideally you get it at the beginning of December.
This is what I'm wondering.
And it's more of like a holiday decoration
in
your house.
Yeah, because at that point it's stale and weird. It's been sitting out.
Do you know how good a stale gingerbread is?
No.
Epic.
I love gingerbread.
They're so good. So good for digestion.
With a side of cayenne.
That's when Mike was doing Noom.
Okay, I love this. I love this idea.
Right?
This is just fun for, it's for like anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Let's just start shopping.
Shop. I feel like I'm always shopping for something.
Mike told me I had to start marking or like tracking dollars spent on my end because I'm like loose.
Ew.
And
I don't like that.
I'm only on day 3 of November because I told him, I was like, I'm not starting.
How do you track? Like, what would he want you to do?
Like, just to see.
Excel?
He does Excel.
Okay.
But just to see where the money goes. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't care how much you spend. I genuinely don't care. I just need to know how much you spend because I feel like you have different car. I don't know what you're spending per mm-hmm. month. Mm-hmm. And it's hard when we're trying to keep track of finances when you're like the wild card.
I mean, I would be better off trying to keep track, but I don't.
I bought, and then I'm like, how do I tell him that I bought self-tanner and a wreath at 2 a.m. and 4 a.m.?
Who cares? What, he would judge you for the time?
No, but I'm like, I don't track that shit. I already forgot I bought it until I got the email this morning.
Until it arrives at your house. What did I buy?
I was like, I bought a feathered wreath at 2 a.m. Because Ted wakes me up, and then I'm like, I sit on my phone so that I stay awake so I can go back to my room.
Are you going ham for your holiday decoration, or are you just chilling?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You are decorating?
Oh, hell yeah.
I haven't. Have you taken the skeletons down?
Yep.
When?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Took them all down.
This week. I need help. How did it go putting it back in the box?
I didn't put it back in the box.
What'd you do?
Well, I put like most of the femurs in his chest cavity.
Okay.
Put the femurs in his chest cavity. Most of the limbs fit in the cavity.
Yeah. You never responded to my text about the skeleton.
I wrote back so many times. I'm like, is she not reading it?
Wait, what?
I was like, they blink. I was like, but you can't really see them during the day.
Okay. I was under the impression that somehow it was like so, they were so bright and then they dimmed out. And I'm like, I have a dud.
No, you don't have a dud. But our lights, our eyes went out the day before Halloween, and I was like, fuck it. I didn't even replace them.
They were poor, like, just, like, tearing through the batteries.
Yeah, they were. It's so annoying. I'm like, they need...
Oh, not really during the day, yeah.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, I just saw that. So the girl's insurance called me. I got into, like, a little fender bender on a few days ago, and it was in a parking structure, sort of questionable who was at fault. The more I think about it, the more I actually think she was. But I was driving the big Wagoneer boat car thing that we have. And there's not a scratch on my car, but she got a little.
So wait, does insurance call you or call your insurance?
So that's what's interesting. So I wasn't sure because if she would just try to go straight to my insurance. But I guess the protocol is, it was her insurance that called me. But I guess the protocol is you call your insurance and tell them. And then they, I think there's two ways you could go about it. You could go have your insurance say, we're going to fix your car no matter what and try to recoup money from their insurance if we can, if we can deem that they're at fault. Or we fix it and we'll fix it either way. But if we don't recoup money, they have to probably pay a deductible. Or I think you can go directly to the other insurance and wait. But yes, that's true. Because the only difference is if you go directly to your insurance, they won't make you wait. They'll be like, let's fix your car. Let's do it. And then they'll figure out.
They do it on the back end.
They do it more on the back end, so you don't have to wait. If you want to not go through your insurance, if you think, because the other insurance is still going to have to do due diligence and investigating, and if they did deem that it was the other person's fault, then they would say, okay, go fix your car. But I think it takes longer. But I don't know. We'll see. So, you know, he wanted my whole story of, like, the whole thing. I was like, let me put it this way. There is one lane in and one lane out. I was in the lane out. And there are two booths to choose from as you exit. She came around me in what wasn't really a lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Evelyn, my other friend, kept saying, well, you know, if she was nicer, you would have just, you know, tried to give her a few hundred bucks to fix it. And I'm like, actually, no, I wouldn't have. Because I don't think it was my fault.
No, it wasn't. You were in front of her.
So at this point, if it is, if they deem it my fault, great. Who cares? Whatever. I mean, it's fine. I wasn't gonna surrender that easily.
No.
Duran thinks that it's probably not my fault.
Yeah. Who knows?
But did I tell you she was like this? She was like, because you know it's confrontation. It's adrenaline when there's impact with the car, even though we were going 2 miles per hour, right?
So no, it totally
I mean, for
is.
Me, I wasn't angry. I was annoyed because I was like, where'd she come from? But you know, it gets your heart racing, and I was a little bit like, you know, kind of you lose your appetite, kind of. But she was like, Because she had her insurance card on her phone, and I was like, she's like, take a picture of it. And then she's like, you know what? Just take a picture of it. She like, threw it on the ground. I was like, okay. And I told you, she was like, you should have said sorry. I'm like, thanks for the life lesson. She's like, you're welcome, babe.
Babe?
Yeah. I told Evelyn that. Evelyn was like up in arms. I can't believe she called you babe. Like, I know.
Oh my God.
I wasn't even that mad. I was so proud of myself. I really kept my cool because I knew it was a weird situation. I didn't want to go into who done it.
Yeah.
Let's not get into it. Let's just exchange information. Let's do the protocol and be done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be adults about it. I didn't need to like have a full on
stupid
drag down fight. Yeah. Anyway, so they called me today. I was almost thinking, you know, someone must have told her that it's probably her fault and no one's going to be calling me.
I wonder if they just take your word for it. You know what I mean?
Who?
Insurance.
I think they have to go. It's not as straightforward, the guy said, when it's not on a street. Parking structures can be tricky. But, I think they have to, I don't know, maybe try to get a picture of the setup in there. Or based on what I'm saying and her damage. I don't know. I have no idea. And I'm not invested even in the outcome. I mean, it will be gratifying if I have no liability. But she was so entitled acting that at that point I'm like, I'm not going to get into this with you.
I'm not entertaining this.
Let a third party decide and then I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, you know? But I was proud of myself because you know how thin skin that I have and I get so worked up so easily.
I know.
And I didn't. I was annoyed. I didn't want to deal with it, of course. Who does? But I was like,
You're chill.
Chill. Chill. I'm an adult.
Chill.
I'm an adult and I'm drinking cayenne juice.
I need more of your juice.
You want some more? All right. I love you. Okay. Until next week.
Till next week, and we may be in a new location, right?
You're moving next week.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Why not? Mm-mm. What if I get it set up? What if I'm the brains? What if I'm the muscle behind this operation?
Well, then, you know.
Really?
What?
Are you game?
Sure. I'll follow you into hell.
If I get a podcast studio set up in 6 days.
Yeah.
Will you meet me there?
I'll pull an all-nighter.
Really? Bender!